Part two. I'm not sure, well, okay, I'm not complaining, but I'm not complaining, but I'm not sure if I want, people listening to my broadcast to send me some audio back. I mean, only if it's positive, Only if it's positive, only if it's like, only if it's agreeful. It might still be, yeah, but I think it is. It's Periscope one time had this error and it wasn't cool, but of course I would turn notifications off, but I rarely get notifications because I turn one on. But yeah, I'd rarely get them. But like, anyways, yeah, only if like they're agreeful and agreeing with me. So yeah, so this that was just a notification. So someone said next year that he has a not a next year he has a meeting with Rouhani, president or prime minister of Iran. I don't think I'm not sure if he's the Supreme Ayatollah or if that's somebody else. But anyways, Ayatollah, Iran has 11 nuclear bases, 11 nuclear operational facilities. China has, wait, that's Iran. Okay, this is Russia's. Russia has 37. I didn't write all of them down, but the ones I posted on Twitter. Oh, China has. sneeze. A sneeze. A sneeze. Qinsheng, Chengjiang, Dayabei, Dayabei 2, Fengcheng Gang, Fengjishan, Fuking, Qing, Hong Yan Yan Hian Anarka. Oh wait, Yonghegi and also, oh, Turkey has Istanbul, Incirlik, and Ankara. To go back to China, Hungary, Lingayo, Ningdi, and Russia has theirs, and they have 37, and also 4K300 nuclear warheads, which we need to find and destroy, and nuclear energy, bicycles, nuke power, coal power, nuclear energy power. Coal energy power is dirty. It's dirty. Nuclear energy power is dirty. Plutonium, uranium, radium. This all needs to be destroyed. Trump went back to talking about from Iran, and then he's gonna be famous for that. If unless he has a meeting with him somewhere, but not anywhere near Iran and not in the Middle East. I don't think in Saudi Arabia because they don't really like Iran. But yeah, anyways, he's talking about Make America Great Again and he's talking about tariffs. But I read this tweet and it says farmers are hurt by Trump's tariffs, affected by Trump's tariffs. He says when they're being unfair to us that we put tariffs on them. And guess what? Then they rate even if we have a 25% tariff. They put a 50% tariff or a 75% tariff or a 50% tariff. Something about a 200 something percent on dairy from Canada. That's got to be a lie or a fib or something to make Canada look bad. And the wall with Mexico. I said, if W. Bush was to build one, or there was already one, but like, there's nothing special about his wall. And the MS-13s are El Salvadorians. And so, but the taxes, like, so they put taxes on all of our goods, and so we have taxes on them, so it's not fair. So, Trump was messing with the wrong countries with, China. They already had like a 20-15% tariff, then they raised it to 25 to 50%. certain products 50%, certain products 25%. They used to be 15 to 20%. But yeah, I mean, it's, I was thinking, yeah, and but I took this. There's this one class years ago, and it was like, not, and it was like, these countries that would be working for the U.S., they would be getting ripped off. Working. These other countries would be treated unfairly, and their wages, not just by their government, but or as well, but as what we were employing them, or if they were under a USA contract, a US contract, that, whatever they were getting paid, so we were ripping them off. Farmers don't expect to be rich, but I think Trump's tariffs are like, was it Beria? But he was a Democrat. Or was it Jackson? I don't think it was Jackson. I don't think. Which ones were raising tariffs? I don't know. But like Donald John Trump's tariffs are the worst. For America, like, okay, so make America great again. I said, well, this guy went to work at like 3 or 4 in the morning and then worked to 4 in the afternoon, like 10 hours. So he's trying to make America great again. But all in all, still the same. I am doing something. This is, hopefully, this is more popular than Periscope or YouTube. I on UC Browser was I had to do Capacious, and then I was locked out, and it was like same phone number, and I was like Twitter fascist somewhat. And Opera, like, Twitter and Facebook, they don't recognize Opera, or they don't like Opera. I don't know why, but anyways, it's just beyond stupid. Search kind of sort of stupid. And then on the UC browser, I just signed up for YouTube so I could comment on, another thing. But I mean, so like I use UC browser maybe to watch YouTube, but I also use Chrome to watch YouTube. And then once again, even though I Twittered Google Chrome, and it was like, and then they started like yesterday just messing up with the button again, with the tweet button. So then I don't think it was Twitter, I don't think. Why wouldn't they like Google Chrome? And supposedly the EU has fined Google f 5 billion, 6 billion, 5 billion, no, 5 billion. 5, don't, what's the difference? Wait, 5 billion or 5 million? 5 million? Does the US, they got out of the UN, I think, do they have anything to do with the EU because they're not supposed to, because we're America and not Europe? Why is Trump happy that Google got thing, there's Google executives, and then, and then he was talking about, I think he was jealous of Bezos because he was like richer, and now they have a tax, but they have their own delivery. And they said the USPS, or they also use the UPS, but and also, or they also use, I guess, their own service or own workers. But though, yeah, so my dad said he'll bring the black tank, but it's for this one platform booth. And in this other closet, I guess this one was missing a heel, but I painted it some white, but I don't think they should have been tossed. I think I could still fit in them, but these other ones were much bigger. But anyways, like the there's this one like techno goth green and black, not so, but green and black and green platform booths that are like $80, and then Rivethead, they were like $70 or 73, 74. But yeah, this one's like 80 something. But yeah, so like, there's like Amazon, I was like, could get some leather glue and some a leather patch and a leather glue. I'm pretty sure they would sell that on Amazon. But if this tape is actually, if it's a really good tape, then If it stays, then yeah. But if it doesn't stay, then I'd have to ask to order some leather glue and leather thing. Even though maybe you could get them at this one store. But then I was thinking, yeah, I'm not sure about this one store. I have to get something to drink. Kemp, yeah, hopefully they'll make Georgia, like, they'll do different and change it. Don't hurt your voice. No, this dude had surgery. Paul Stanley. Stanley Harvey Burton isn't. And someone said, could they undo that? And I don't think they can. I don't think so. I don't think they can reverse it. Not that type of surgery. I mean, unless. Not a prostate. Unless they did like some type of like putty or something. Or some type of throat. So it would have to bond with the throat. But like they must have removed something from his vocal cords. Like a piece of it. And that messed it up. Or a sliver. And that messed it up. I'm not sure, like, you've heard of, like, transgenders, so some of them doing apple, Adam's apple, shaving of the Adam's apple, and to like, a woman, they probably have the specifics, you know, the graphs of, like, what they're supposed to do, and, you know, But yeah, but I don't, yeah, Stanley wasn't, I don't think, I think he must have, like, it was, like, the center of his throat. Maybe the lower part of his throat. But yeah, but anyways, I had this cough, but yeah. I'm gonna replay this and I might hear the notification, and that's okay. That's alright. That's okay. That's alright. That's alright. But as long as I could keep listening to the podcast. This one woman said all in her life she voted Democrat since 18. And all the years that there's been elections, she's been voting Democrat. And then she even voted for Barack Obama, maybe at least once. Maybe twice. I never voted for Barack Obama. And I'm not racist. And I hope not to be racist. But anyways. You could ask me if I've ever voted for Barack Obama, and I would say no. Yeah, that one thing was a stainless thing. But yeah, like there's this one thing that said Elks, and I shouted it, and I think that's one of the reasons why they moved. I think I said that, yeah. Yeah, I did all these reports about that too. I had to do two reports. One was online and one was offline. Now, he said he was. Some person said they were gonna kill me. Years ago, someone said they were gonna kill me. Years ago. Eleven years ago. Of course that. You know, there's supposed to be laws, you know. Protecting people from terrorism. or protected people against something about foreign or domestic or foreign. And it's the same thing, so yeah, that would have been a terrorist thing. A terrorist act in 2013 AD. If someone would have attacked me, then that would have been a terrorist act. And then if you hurt somebody, then obviously, you know. I marked that as spam and I reported to Google Legal. I'm pretty sure I said I got a death threat. And then, yeah, I think, you know, whoever was next door to some apartments, they probably heard me or something. I don't know. Maybe. But then, 4 years later, 3.5 years later, 4 years later, and then this F plane came by, and I reported it to the Air Force, to all sorts of places online, on Facebook. And it said, me and my dog, and we're good people, and I'm born in America, from America, and we're good people, and, or, you know, me and my dog, we're good, you know. We're awesome. Anyways. But yeah, this plane flew over in my backyard really low. And then one time, and I even called this one Buckley thing, and they said, oh yeah, like, this one won't. I was like, she was like, oh, that might be part of, they could do that? No, they can't. No, they can't. She said, like, oh, that's just part of their training, and like, you know. And I was like, not to fly low, and I think I hung up. Not to fly low, and then I think I hung up. There's no, you don't be flying low over people's backyards or front yards or backyards or the sides, or you don't be flying low in people's backyards and like call that training. I don't even think this was years ago, but, and I reported it, but, you know, so I don't, you know, yeah, I mean, that doesn't even happen in Iraq or Afghanistan. They don't go that low. You know, supposedly under Obama, that they killed Osama bin Laden. Was it in Pakistan? Islamabad? Was it over there? A country? Or a city, town? Was it there? Or Peshawar? Or maybe it was the first one. Anyways, but there was no pictures. And supposedly, they found him to the sharks. Or one said that they put, gave him a proper burial, or at sea, maybe at sea. But a couple or a few were saying feed Osama bin Laden to the sharks. But yeah, he was shot in the head, supposedly, by a sniper, by a marksman. By a hitman. One time I mentioned marksman condoms. Anyways, marksman condoms. Anyways, no. So yeah, I mean, like, someone on YouTube one time, 11 years ago, said, I'm gonna kill you, and like with exclamations, and it was like 20-30 exclamations. If you would have hurt me or killed me in Ramadan, I would, you know, I would have wanted cybernetics, you know, I'd be, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, if the Manati, you don't need me, Manati, you don't need me to be in whatever, you know, I don't have to be like a Michael Jackson or whatever. You know, that doesn't have to happen. I don't have to be like an Elvis Presley. That doesn't have to happen. I don't have to be him either, neither even. Someone like said something and then he blocked me or something, or muted me or something. So then I blocked him. He said, "Welcome to the light, to the brotherhood." But anyways, they say they have cures for old age, and they say they have cures for this and this and that, and they say they have, you know, anything that you see in movies that they have, but they're just not releasing to the public. Like, and why are those Sony ABOs so expensive, robot dogs? And there's this AXL movie about this like dog, and or robot wolf dog, or robot dog, and I don't know. So, but like all this stuff, and even maybe Transformer robots, and Darth Vader, and Cyborg and Cable, all that stuff is real. I mean, that technology is real. Cable the from X-Force, like an X-Man. I think he's a mutant, supposedly. But yeah, and like supposed time travel or something, I don't know. But now that's a bit hard to believe, but like most of the stuff you see in AVP and like the zombie stuff, any of that could be real, but like what? Like what? Anyways, if it got to 2 or 3 minutes or 3 minutes or 4 minutes, and you know, I noticed it would get a bit slower uploading, but not the audio when you're listening to it. But yeah, I mean, if they did, then they'd only make podcasts for like 2 minutes or like a minute and a half or something, or 2 minutes or 3 minutes, or they'd make it 3 minutes. Oh, look, it's like a 22. It still seems to go like regular time. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, I reported all that because that was just messed up. Oh, yeah. So, anyways, back to Paul Stanley. And so, I retweeted that again. But, anyways, yeah, I think Bruce Kulick should be Patch Puppy. And he prefers jeans, so. I think so. You know, like, Paul getting rid of Peter, Paul getting rid of Ace Frehley. Well, Ace Frehley quit twice, but I think Peter wanted to quit too, so. And the Fox and On taking off the makeup, Mark and Bruce not having their own makeup, taking off the makeup, getting rid of Bruce and Singer, 14 years of Spaceman 2 and Manga 2, Beast King 2. It's in the comics. Comics. Yeah, only the positive stuff the Minotti should actually release. Like, if they're in such control, this is like on because are they the scientists? Do they have relatives that are scientists that could cure cancer and reverse aging and. Like probiotics, like this one I got, it's really good for you, and calcium completes, those are really good for you. But if they could really give you something, or clone your stem cells, if they can actually help people, then that'd be great, you know. But not the negative stuff, because if you do the negative stuff, then that would cause depletion, and they know that. They should just be content with Facebook and Twitter, Twitter and Facebook, and podcasts and YouTube, and forget about trying to make celebrities. And you know, they promise you stuff, but then what if they start to, you know, threaten you because they're obsessed with money? I've seen it. This same guy, Jeffrey Smith, not Jeffrey, Larry Jeffrey, or what was his name? Can he's Canadian, not Jeff, Canadian New Yorker, New Yorker Canadian, and he changed his picture, but hey man, don't think I forgot that. Like both of his pictures was like, what you doing? What you doing? You didn't learn that? Anyways. Yeah, this hand shovel, I need to get the shrub. It's starting to grow near the line. You know, anytime my dad wants to take some time off from the horse ranch, that's all right with me. Like, you know, like if we took 4 or 5 months off of that or something, I would like to go down there a couple times during the winter if they're open, you know. Yeah, if she said all year round, I'm not sure if I remember that or if I forgot that, but she might have said that, but maybe, but. So if they're open in winter, because I forgot what if I think you might have said you're open all year round, but I don't remember exactly. But yeah, but like, if we wanted to ever take a month or two off, that'd be okay, you know. And hopefully not because of no setback. Hopefully no setback. Just because you want to take a break. Is it Quebec or Tamarack? If we take a certain way, it's not as long. Or, you know, there's a couple other routes, couple other ways. It's not far. I mean, it's not too far. I mean, it's not that far, but yeah. And Thursdays I get massages, and you know, I kind of like sort of how Arby's say, you know, supposedly grow with us, and like, you know, hopefully they're a good atmosphere. But you know, it's just that. Like if I was to go to work every day, and if I had a setback, or if I had a loss, then I wouldn't want to keep working. I don't know. I'm just like that, you know. And I'm surprised there's not a limit on this. I should stop it now, just in case. I was thinking maybe go half an hour, but no, maybe a bit under half an hour. Maybe I'll do one more. Maybe I'll be shorter.